The antidote to fear. Hi, I'm Jeff. So at a certain point in my life, I realized that a lot of how I relate to people comes from fear. Not a big obvious fear, like I thought I was going to be attacked. Something more subtle. The fear of being disliked, or the fear of someone changing, or maybe the fear of someone not changing and staying the same. Lots of variations. As a result, with every interaction, it was like my fearful mind was in charge, very subtly trying to control this person or manage the relationship. I think a lot of us relate to each other in a similar way, often without realizing it. So what's the antidote to fear? It's love. Not some sentimental swell of emotion, but the deep love that comes from seeing who someone is and not needing to change them. That's the antidote. Let's explore. Close your eyes if that's comfortable for you, and take a few slow breaths. Stretch up a bit on the inhale, and then settle yourself on the exhale. Out breath, nice and long here. Breathing out any tension, any uptightness, breathing out any reservations or expectations about this meditation. Just letting it be what it is. Now bring to mind someone that you like. Someone who gives you a certain amount of support. It could be a child, a friend, a family member. It could be a writer, a teacher, an animal. It could be anyone. So we're going to repeat a few simple phrases. If you can, try to connect to an intention of not wanting anything from this being. Your aim is just to see them as they are. And your phrases, they're like gifts. You're not expecting anything in return. May you be well. May you be healthy. May you be happy. Keep repeating these phrases, offering them without any personal agenda. May you be well. May you be healthy. May you be happy. Keep going. Okay, now let's move on to a new person. This time, someone in your life who's doing well. They're happy about something, and you're happy for them. You bring them to mind, and then repeat your phrases. May you be well. May you be healthy. May you be happy. Keep repeating these phrases at a pace that works for you. So this is all about wanting the best for your person, seeing them as they are, not needing to change them in any way. May you be well. May you be healthy. May you be happy. Now choose someone who's having a hard time and repeat the same phrases. Not with any desire to control outcomes or find solutions. More like matter-of-fact statements that come from seeing them just as they are. May you be well. May you be healthy. May you be happy. Finally, we choose ourselves. So picture yourself sitting here and see if you can offer these simple phrases of care and support without any agenda to change who you are or wish you were somehow different. May I be well. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be just as I am right now. The next time you're interacting with someone, try to notice how you might be subtly trying to control the situation or wishing they were somehow different. And then get curious. What happens if you back off from that? What happens if instead you try to see them just as they are and then wish them well from that place? How does that change the dynamic? When we do this, it isn't only that we're sending a different message to these people. We're also sending a different message deep down into ourselves. We're saying, I don't need to fear how things are. This moment is okay. Again and again, we practice this as an antidote to our subtle fears. When you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you for exploring. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow.